The next psukim, the last three psukim in Mishle, Perek Gimel. Eras Hashem beveis Rosha uneveit tzadikim yivorech. In the house of the Rosha, there's a curse. Tavoy me'era, find many times in Chazal, from the word Arur, me'eras Hashem. The curse of Hashem is in the house of a Rosha. Uneveit tzadikim yivorech. In the contrast, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the abode of the tzadikim. The Vilna Gaon here is mechalik between the word bayis and the word nove, and he says as follows: Me'eras Hashem beveis rosha shehalo rosha ha'olam hazeh etzli kebayis shehu bikvius abul hatzadikim hu nove shenove hu mokim dira lefi shah. Here, the Vilna Gaon says that the word nove refers to a temporary dwelling, a dwelling that lacks permanence because this world is only a prozdor to the traklin, which is Olam Haba. Therefore, the word bayis is used in connection with the Rosha, and Nova is used in connection with the Tzaddik, as if to say that it defines the perspective of the Rosha on the one hand and the perspective of the Tzaddik on the other. The focus of the Rosha being in Olam Hazeh, he seeks his permanence here in Olam HaToyu, Olam HaHevel. That's, and even though Hayoim Kanu Mocha Bakever, but nevertheless, while he's here, he considers this the essential and fundamental place. So that's bayis. And the tzaddik sees it as a temporary dwelling because he's only passing through, and it is an opportunity, a glorious opportunity to do mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim and nothing really more than that. And the real bayis is in Olam Haba. Right? So he says here, for Oimer Shalarosha Yiya Me'eras Hashem Afilu Babayis Shekan Hu Hakvius Shaloi Yiya Gamkeim Eras Hashem Umikoshkeim Ba'olam Haba. I have a twist, if you will, a little knetch on this gra, which I'll tell you in a moment. Unevei Tzadikim Yivorech Latzadikim Afilu Hanove Shalohem Sha'olam Hazeh Etzlam Kenove Lefisho Yivorech. Even here, it will be blessed. The kosh came by Olam Haba. Then he adds a little bit al pi Kabbalah for inyon shebayis hu yisoid bayis tikra for who seiser shall bayis for who haguf for Olam Hazeh sheshneim besoid bayis avol hatzadikim ika shalohem hanaran nefesh ruach neshama she seiser shalohem unove for amar etzal hayisharim soid shu yayin veetzal hadikim sadikim yivorach. Okay, so we have it. Everybody clear? Seiser is hidden, but in Rashi Tevois, it is Rashi Tevois, which are a remez to a way of looking at psukim, a way of looking at words in psukim or at psukim in general. And says here in the Sefer of Ben Ish Chai, he speaks about this inyan of Seiser. And Seiser is Rashi Tevois. Seif, Toich, and Rosh. Seif is the end of the word, Toich is the middle of the word, and Rosh is the beginning of the word. It fits best when the word has three oisiyos. Most Sharoshim anyhow have three oisiyos, and many nouns do as well, such as bayis and such as nove. So he says that in the word bayis, says the Goyin, is merumas yesoid bayis and tikra. Yesoid is the foundation, the bayis is the house itself, and the tikra is the roof. He says in nove is merumas a different combination of bayis, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. If you take the first ois of nefesh, it's nun, that's the tchila, and you take the middle ois of ruach, which is vav, that's the emtza, right, the toich, and if you take the seif of neshama, that's the hay, you have nun and vav and hay, you have the word noveh. So the bayis of the tzaddik is the noveh. His yesoid bayis v'tikra is really nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So he says the Rosha is Arangitan in his guf, and the tzaddik is Arangitan in his neshama. That's what makes the Rosha a bayis ba'olam hazeh, and the tzaddik a noveh ba'olam hazeh. Grad derech agav, once I brought it in the footnote, it's a very beautiful series of remozim that he has on Parshas Vayichulu, on Shabbos that we say it by Kiddush, and also, of course, in Parshas Bereishis. So he says, V'yodua, in the footnote, She'kol ois v'ois min chob zayin oisiyos ha-toyra hu neged havaya achas. Im kein, chob zayin oisiyos and this goes that's in the Vayechulu. Hem Chav Zayin Havayis Sha'olam Misporam Shabbos. He says if you multiply
Chav Zayin
Mansapach. So you have the extra osios, the end osios. Five more Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Chav, the Lange Chav, the end of Mem. That you know, that adds 5 to the 22. Is a total of 27. And in many of the Ramazim, they will use Chav Zayin Osios because they include Mansapach. So the Chav Zayin Havayis Sha'olam Misper Shabbos. 27 times 26 is Shabbos. Vina Yodua Ke'elo Chav Zayin Osios Roshom Aleph Emtzom Mayim V'Soifon Tov. In every Aleph Beis, the beginning of the Aleph Beis is, anybody know?
Aleph.
Okay, Gevaldik. We're doing great. And the middle ice,
mem,
and the last ice, of course, is Sof. So the Oisius Emes is the Tchila, right, Toich V'Soif, of the Aleph base, right? So he says, Ge'el Chavzayin Oisius Roshom Aleph V'emtzom Mayim V'Soifim Tov. And you'll ask me, but what about the Mansapach? So that changes it a little bit. So he writes, Ge'el Oisius Mansapach Nichololim B'Soicham. For who side Emes? How does the Vayechulu end? Asher bara Elokim la'asos. How does bara end? With an aleph. Elokim mem la'asos sof. Oisios emes. Ve'eli oisios emes heim soif toich roish. Ki atov hu soif v'hamem toich v'ha'aleph roish. L'chein oimim mitzay Shabbos yoishev b'seiser elya. Shu rashi teva soif toich roish. So, you have enough to say, by Shalosh Shudas Torah this week, you can say all of these rumors. Interessant, I wanted to tell you a little knetch that I had on this Gra. The Gra is saying, and I don't want to distort what he's saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Me'era to the Rasha, even though his focus is on Bayis, and he's going to have a scant Olam Haba, but Afal Pikein, even Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him. So the Shalva of Rishoyim in Olam Hazeh, this Pasuk is not talking about Shalva. This Pasuk says that Me'eris Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu curses him. And on the other hand, the Tzadikim, whose Iker Revach is in Olam Haba, but nevertheless, his Olam Hazeh will be, and that also, what about Tzadik Varala? So I wanted to suggest a Knech in what the Gro is saying, that the Mitzius of a Rasha in Olam Hazeh is fraught with failure and despair in the end. In other words, it's Dafka, the emphasis on his bias. Dafka, the emphasis on the bias, is the churban of his life. Because Bederech Klal, if you'll ask, you know, if you'll ask a person, he has everything, he has nothing. The people who have everything have nothing. And the people who have nothing have everything. Azayidus. Because the more you have, the more you want. And Olam Hazeh is never going to be satisfied. And no matter how much covet he gets, somebody else had more covet and he's full of kinna. And the yisoid of kinna, taiva, v'kovet, moitzinus, ha'odam, mina olam, is the bane of every Russia. And of course, there's always the possibility today you're the head of a country and tomorrow you're in an insane asylum. But wherever he is, well, based where he is. But the Untershtashur, with all of those millions and maybe billions that his family has. But the Seif was a Nefila Niflaa Miyot. And the same thing is true with people who we don't even know who they are and they're not necessarily famous. People who panic others. When you make somebody else suffer, whatever Nachas and Kairos you have for the moment, but sooner or later, the only true simcha is the way the Rambam is masbir what simcha is. The Rambam in Hilchas Purim. In Hilchas Megillah, the Rambam says that there's an inyan to be marbe b'simcha on Purim. And there are three different ways to be marbe because there are three mitzvahs of simcha on Purim. The first one is mishta. The second one is matanas lev yoinim. The third one is mishloach manus ishlariyay. The Rambam says you should be marbe b'matanas lev yoinim more than the simcha and more than mishloach manus. So we would say that the reason for that is very pashut. And rather that reason is not brought by the Rambam at all. What is that reason? Because it's tzedakah, exactly. Besides the fact that it's a mitzvah Purim, you're mekayim a mitzvah tzedakah. So the other mitzvahs, you just mekayim a mitzvah purim. But this mitzvah, you have the extra advantage that you mekayim mitzvah tzedakah. Vaistais, that this din of matonis lev yoinim is be'etzem not a mitzvah tzedakah. It's a hischabrus to the aniyim, which is a makar of simcha. And yemei mishta v'simcha that Purim are, require simcha. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, through this Megillas Esther, through the Nevuah, he gave us three modalities of simcha. Sokta Rambam, if you're measuring it not by tzedakah, but by simcha, why does Meshloach Manos and Simchas Shtiyah, Mishta v'simcha, take a second seat to Matanis Lo Avyoinim? Zok the Rambam Amiri Dikeloshen. The Rambam says, She'ein simcha m'foy ora, except to be misameach aniyim ve'evyoinim and almonis and people who are miserable. And then the Rambam adds a few extra words, because we might think that the simcha comes from the joy and the satisfaction that a person has in giving. A joy and satisfaction a person has, because obviously if I can give and the other one needs, so I'm in a much better place. So the excitement that I can give gives me a certain chizuk and gives me a certain sense of excitement and simcha. Zot the Rambam, nein, that is not the pshat. Not only am I being mechadesh that it's a source of simcha, but I'm going to tell you why it's a source of simcha. He says, because if a person is misameach elvyoinim and umlolim, he's doim elishchina, zot the Rambam. Because it says, l'hach yos ruach shvolim, l'hach yos lev nitkoyim. That's Dr. Kasha. What are we talking about? Avada is doim elishchina. But what does that have to do with simcha? The Rambam is masbir a yesoid nifla in the inyan of simcha. Simcha comes from the fulfillment of the neshama on this earth, that it should be doime to the shechina. That is, each person, to the extent that he's doime l'shechina, fulfills himself. And there is nothing greater as a source of simcha than self-fulfillment. That's why when you give to the aniyim, you are doime l'shechina. There is a simcha nifla that's yoytzei mizeh, which is a makar of simchas purim. And that's why the Rasha is inevitably doomed, Rabbi Isai, to misery. Because in the end, he looks back on a life that he did absolutely nothing. And it's a Peledik Kazakh, this Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the V.A. the Gvir, that other Gvir, Buffett. When I say Weiter and Weiter, they all got into an idea that they have to give away all their money. It's a Peledik Kazakh. Man macht Geld über den Kopf, and you don't know what to do with it. So it's a reiner Machshove to give it away. It's a Peledik Kazakh. Because they sense that the only tachlis and the only nachas ruach they could have from this money in the billions and billions of dollars is to be mahana other people. Each one according to their hasagas. But whatever it is, you know, this person b'chai and this person b'chai, according to their hasagas. But the idea of the Rasha emphasizing the bias is itself the klala. And the idea of the tzaddik that he sees only another is itself the bracha too. So I wanted to tell you something that before we go back to the Gra, this is a yesod that I said. If anyone knows, if any sefer has ever mentioned this, I would be very, very grateful to you. I don't like when my ideas are my own. A person who's immersed in Torah should be excited that he finds his ideas in the Rishonim and the Achronim. It says, "Lo yisuchal lizboyach es haposach b'chad sharecha she'Hashem lekecho noisein loch. Ki imel amokam ashivcha Hashem lekecho l'shakein shmoy, shom tizbach es haposach b'orah, kevoy Hashemesh mo'yeid seisecho mimitzvoy." So the pasuk says that we're going to make a Korban Pesach, and you cannot make the Korban Pesach in your own home, in your hometown. You have to come to Yerushalayim, into the Beis HaMikdash, and shecht it into Azara, and you have the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. How long do you have to stay in Yerushalayim? Zok the pasuk, uvishalto v'yochalto b'mokam ha-sheyivcha Hashem l'kecha boy, ufanisa b'boike v'olachto lo'olecha. Says, the next morning, you go home. How can you go home the next morning? It's Yom. Zok the Eben Ezra and the Ben Ubech. No, the night of the Korban Pesach, the next morning is still Yom Tov Rishon. Yeah, it's not because there's 2 days Yom Tov that you're telling me there's 1 day Yom Tov. It's because it's the morning of that day, which is still Yom Tov. So the Eben Ezra says a pshat. The Eben Ezra says that the next day, you don't go home to your hometown. You don't go home to the middle of Eretz Yisrael somewhere. You go to your place that you were staying in Yerushalayim. Yeah, you were makriv, right? You go to the place where you stay. You take a look in the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says a lashon, which of course I could never say, but he says an interesting lashon. You know the Barbanel works. He lists a whole number of questions on the entire parsha, and then he answers all the questions b'vasachas at the end. So he has in Perik Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav, all kinds of questions, and then Tezayin on, he's mefarish the answer to those questions. So he has all kinds of sfeikas. His questions he calls sfeik. Hasafik Achof, the 20th question that he has in this parsha, but Amra Yufanisa Baboyker, Balachdo Lalecha, Ki Eich Yelich B'yom Rishon Mechag, Shu Baboyker, Achre Achilos HaPesach. How could he leave? Not allowed to travel on Yom Tov either. V'Rashi Kosov, Laboyker HaYom HaSheni. V'Zeloy Niskar Bakosov. Rashi says it is the morrow of the second day. So he says that it's chalamayit, like you said. But that is not mentioned in the pasuk. Because if Anisa Baboyker, it doesn't say Boyker Shane. Rabbi Avraham, he means the Ebenezer Amma, Sheel Chalo Aleim, Shehoyu Sabib Yerushalayim, Ubimei HaChol, and then afterwards, Yeel Chalo Darkam. The Gam Zeh Hevel. I don't know what it means. He doesn't like it. But I wanted to point something out to you, which I think is a very big yesod in this pasuk, and I think that at least bedrash it explains the pasuk very well. When he'll go home, veisich aleinish, because there's a whole shaila and machloikas about what the pasuk intends, and it's not just Rashi and Eben Ezra; it's all the mafarshim, and it's really mekoris and chazal, etc., etc. What the actual pshat of the pasuk is when you went home. Obel, I wanted to emphasize another nekuda in Ganzen, and that is that the word here about going home is ohalecha. I think that the Eben Ezra was actually bothered by this word, and that's why he said that it's Yerushalayim. It's not your real home. But he didn't amplify, he didn't explain himself to Eben Ezra. You have to understand, every time, and I checked this out, every time that the Torah speaks about when they were in the Midbar or by the Avos, it uses the word Oihel. Well, of course, because that's where they were. They were in tents. But whenever the Torah in Chumash itself, before they arrived, anticipates and talks about being in Eretz Yisrael, such as in the parasha of Sazria Mitzrayu, when it speaks about Negat Saras in the Bayis, right? So it says when you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, right, and you'll find a nega beveis Eretz Achuzaschem vehigid Ashaloi Habayis Leimer kenega niroli baboyis. The Natsa says habayis over and over and over again. Of course it's bayis. The nige batim is in the avonim of the batim. It's not in the material of your tent. And the answer is, of course, because they traveled, they had to have tents. Once they arrived, they had houses. The pasuk says that you'll come into Eretz Yisrael, batim maleim kol tuv asher lo banisa. And then if you build a house, kisiv nebayis chodosh v'yosisa ma'akeh l'gagecha, v'loi sosim domim b'veisecha ki yipol ha'noifel mimenu. And then when mi'ho'ish asher bono bayis chodosh v'loi chanocha yelech v'yoshev l'veisoi, pen yomus b'milchoma v'ishacha yachnechenu, and on and on. Every time a dwelling place is mentioned in Sefer Dvarim, or even earlier in Vayikra, b'naygeya, they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, what will be after they arrive in Eretz Yisrael, what word is used? Bayis, not oihel.
A mezuzah. Bayis.
Right? Mezuzah is beisecho v'sharecho. An oihel doesn't require a mezuzah. That is the whole question that I ask here. It should have said Ufanisa Baboyker v'halachto leveisecha. Why does it say l'oy halacha? So I wanted to be masbir the following. And there's another question before I masbir. This pasuk is talking dafka about Pesach. The Mefarshim, including the Abarbanel, one of his questions of his 20 odd questions is why dafka Pesach? Why is this pasuk dafka by Pesach? You have Sholosh Regalim, And in the regalim, you go home. So it should say in all the traces, Ufanisa baboyke v'halachta lo yalecha. Another thing, v'halachta lo yalecha seems to be almost unnecessary to say. You don't expect to live in Yerushalayim forever. He has a home, he has a farm, he has a family. I mean, he has people to go back to, workers that are working. I mean, there are things to do. So naturally, it should just say, you can go home. But what's Ufanisa baboyke poine v'halachta lo yalecha? It's like an emphasis. Should say, you be there, ad aboyke. The teretz is that Pesach is zeicher l'tzias mitzvayim. And an eved has nothing. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took these avodim, he made it his business that they should be rich. And then they went into a midbar. And every step of the way, there was one crystal clear knowledge that everything that I have of this material world, where yesterday I was not only a pauper, but I belonged to the mitzrim. And today I am not only free, but I have riches. By Yenatzlu as Mitzrayim, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nothing is mine. And then you come into Eretz Yisrael. Pan toichel b'savata uvatim tibne v'yashavta. The kesev izav yir b'yun lach. I'm jumping over a few words in the psukim. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta sashem aloikecha matziacha v'chulu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hapoitcha mi'beis avodim. This is the secret of remembering that you were an eved be'eretz Mitzrayim. Zocharta ki eved o yisa be'eretz Mitzrayim. So when it says, ki mbamu wakam ashivcha Hashem lekech l'shakin shmoshah, Tizbach es ha-Pesach ba'arev mo'yet seizcha mi'mitzrayim. It is the holiday, the time of your coming out of Mitzrayim. What is your sense of what you have and what you own and what this world is all about? It's an oihel. If you don't come out of Yerushalayim after HaKrovas Karban Pesach with that ganze tumul of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you don't sense that the bias that you're going back to is really just an oil, you miss the point completely. And you have no hasaga, no shaykhus to Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. That is the secret of bias and nova. A person who's a tzaddik has a bias, but he only sees a nova. And a person who's a rasha, all he sees is bias. He'll never be able to see anything other than bias. He'll never have his Yetzias Mitzrayim experience relived over and over again. And he never has the sense that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's busy yoimim v'laylu with koichi v'yoytzim yodi osu liyas ha-chayil hazeh. And that's why the Torah emphasizes oihel, and that's why the Goyin points out that the Rasha is me'era. I think the me'era is not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a curse, but rather that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by being absent in his life, and by the focus on Olam Hazeh, and by the abandoning of the things that bring to true simcha, he is living an accursed life. It is a metzius of me'eras Hashem. Not just that Hashem will punish him with a curse. He is the most accursed being for having that hasoga, that bias, and not the hasoga of the tzaddik, and vice versa. A tzaddik can go through all kinds of difficult moments, but his sense that this is the prozor that brings to the traklin makes of his mitzius a simcha. And that is the bracha, unevei tzaddikim yevarech. Now, I want to just to point out to you that the Goyin himself, and this is not my idea, I didn't notice it, it's noticed by some of the Mefarshim on the Biur HaGra. They point out that the Gra seems to contradict himself at first blush. Of course, when I looked at it more carefully, as the Mefarish himself points out, there's no contradiction whatsoever. Take a look at the Gra. There are three Vilna Goyins and the Sheiks. And we'll try Belinda to do all three of them. The Pasuk in Mishlei Perik Chav Dalit Pasuk Tezvav. It's good to do it now before, you know, our Einiklach have Einiklach. Perik Chav Dalit. But Perik Chav Dalit Pasuk Tezvav, Al Teroiv Rosha Linevet Sadik, Al Tishadeid Riv Tzav. Vasid Apshat in Dem Pasuk, Al Teroiv Rosha Linevet Sadik. So they're going. Ki Rosha Tzoyfel at Sadik Umavakish Lahamisa. Ukamosha Kosav Eitzel Kolpino Teroiv. This is a Pasuk in Mishlei Perik Zayin, which I quote for you for your benefit. You can look it up also, but it's in the bottom, footnote number 3, Mishlei Perik Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. Pam Bachutz, Pam Barchovos, Ve'etzel Kolpino Terov. The Rasha tries to ambush the tzaddik. That's the word aleph resh veiz. A ma'arav with an aleph is an ambush. Eitzel kol pino teroi. So the Rasha is soifel of tzaddik. He looks out for the tzaddik and he tries to kill him, to destroy him. Kamashikosuf eitzel kol pino teroi. She'im yazoy ma'at min ha'toyra hu choytfoy. Lachain oma al teroi v'rasha l'nevei tzaddik. Al tishadeid rivtsoi. Rivtsoi means the place where he's rovates. Don't try to destroy it. Right? Shin dalid dalid lishadeid means to destroy, to uproot and to destroy. Pasuk says by in Shiraz Dvoira by Yoel Eishes Chevra Hakeni Ba'asher Kora Shom Nofal Shodud. So you're right, and the name Kel Shakai is also mishadeid ma'arochos and so on. Now he asks, it says here, Alter of Rosh Al Nevei Tzaddik, the Nove of the Tzaddik, which we have in our Pasuk too. And then it says, Al Tishadeid Rivtso, the Rosh should not destroy his Mokom Rovets, Mokom Rivitsa. So the Goyin wants to know, you speak about Nove, and now you have a new word, Rovtso. Rivtso, where is the Rivtso of the Tzaddik? What is that? So the Goyin says, "Vahehevdel shebe novel l'rivtzo hu ki rivtzo hu b'makom sheroivets l'fi shah v'nove hu ikar dirasai." Why do you use the word rivtzoi? Because rivtzoi is like the behema is roivets tachas masoi. He's resting because his burden is heavy. So that's just a temporary place. But nove is his permanent place. Bezeh she'amar. Right? She'al teroi b'nevei tzaddik shu'u ba'olam haba she'sham ikar diraso v'hu diras nefesh ruach neshama v'al tishadeid rivtzai ba'olam hazeh. Right? So it's that's his first pshat. And the second pshat, you know, the first pshat is that olam haba is called naveh because that's the permanent dwelling of the tzaddik. And rivtzai is called olam hazeh because that's temporary. V'oid Al teroi v'roshol inevei tzaddik hu bebeis ha-medrash. Al tishadeid rivtzai hu bebeis ha-knesses. Because the nove is equivalent to matoivu oy halecha Yaakov mishkan oysecha Yisrael. The mishkan is the nove. And the rivtzai is oy halecha Yaakov. That oy halecha is batei knesios and mishkan oysecha is batei midrashos. So the kasha is obvious. Here it says that the Nove of the Tzaddik is his permanent dwelling. And Rivtzai is his temporary dwelling. And by us it says that the Nove is the temporary dwelling. So the answer is, they say, compared to Bayis of the Rasha, the Nove is a temporary dwelling. But compared to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba of the Tzaddik himself, the Nove is the permanent dwelling and Rivtzai is the temporary dwelling. So it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about the contrast of what the Rasha has versus what the Tzaddik has in Olam Hazeh, then you call the Olam Hazeh of the Tzaddik a Nove in comparison to the bias of the Rasha. But when you're speaking about the Tzaddik himself and you're comparing his Matzovim, then you call the word, use the word Nove for Olam Haba, and you use the word Rivtzai for Olam Hazeh. That's how they're Masbir. And this idea, by the way, of Batei Knesios, of Batei Midrashos, where does a person have his permanent place? So Rivtzai, he says, is Batei Knesios, and what? Meis Medrash is called Nove. I want to just point something out to you. The Batei Knesios is a very unusual concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Beis HaKnesses B'Shoah Shemispa'alim. It's Vaistois that when we speak about the Kedusha, and the Kedusha's Beis HaMedrash is greater than Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, is because the connection of the Shekhinah to the Beis HaMedrash is because the Beis HaMedrash is more of a Mikdash Ma'at than the Beis HaKnesses. Because the Shekhinah finds a place in a Makom Torah in a more defined way than in a Makom Tefillah. very interesting issue and topic that we should spend more time on, but it's not for now because we're not talking about this particular gra, just as the kash and the teretz b'negeya our inyan. I wanted to go back to the other gra. Pasuk in Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Yudalit in Mishlei, Beis Rishoyim Yishamed, for Oihel Yisharim Yafriach. You see a very interesting thing. The bias of the Rishoyim, Yishamed, should be destroyed. The oil of the tzaddikim, tzaddikim are called yisharim, yashar, yafriach, may it flourish. So it is either a fact or a bracha or a tefillah, but essentially they're contrasting again the bias of the rasha to the oil of the tzad. Zok de gra, beis rishayim yishamed, the oil yisharim yafriach. Moshe Kosov, there's a pasuk in Iyov, a very famous pasuk which is brought down many, many times in Chazal, particularly in the Gemara in Yevamos, several times around Daf Samach Beis, where the Gemara speaks about a number of halachas that are derived from this, including the fact that Shari B'loi Isha is Shari B'loi Shalom, one of the many things that he doesn't have, and that is because the pasuk says V'yodata ki shalom oihalecha, and oihal is always a remez to a wife. So the pasuk, and then there are other halachas. A person should be poiked his wife kaidim sheyotze laderech. Another halacha that a person should make sure that his bias is secure. As Rambam says, we'll see in a minute. There are a number of dinim that are mentioned there, and also in Masechet Shabbos b'negeya. Which halacha? You have the Mishnah and the Gemara that follows the Mishnah that all of us are familiar with, except those who say kegavn. But if you say mem adlikin, you have a yediyah in these Mishnayos, and the Mishnah and the Gemara I brought down. And take a look. Mishnah is in Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, as well as the Gemara. Shloisha dvarim tzarich adam loymer b'seich beisei av Shabbos im chashecha. He's supposed to tell them three things. Isartem, Eravtem, Hadliku Esaner. Right? So it says in the Gemara, Minohani Mili, how do you know what? So it's not how do you know those three things. How do you know that he's supposed to tell his Bnei Bayis anything? So the Gemara says, Minohani Mili, Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Omar Kho, this very Pasuk in Iyot Perek, Hey, Pasuk Chav Dalit, Theodato Kisholim Ohalecha Ufakadato Novecha Velo Sechta. So what do we see in this pasuk that has anything to do with the Mishnah of Shloisha Dvarim Tzarich Adam Loimar B'Seich Beisei Erev Shabbos? By the way, this very famous Gemara afterwards, Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Afo Gabda Omer Rabbonan Shloisha Dvarim Tzarich Adam Loimar, Tzarich L'meimrinu B'nichusa Ki Heichu D'Lekabli Minei. Ravashi says, Anolo Shmieli Hoda Rabba Bar Rav Huna V'Kiyamti Mizvara. By the way, what's that all about? It means as follows. It's a halacha that you're supposed to say it b'nichusa. It's a tzivui chachomim that you're supposed to say it b'nichusa. And he said that even though I never heard this halacha, but on my own, mitzad my own seichel, I understood that if you want them to be mekabel our instructions, it should not be said b'kas and b'rash, with a koil ram, with a chayzik, because they're going to rebel, they're going to reject it, they'll be terrified, whatever. It says in the Poskim, the Magen Avraham, and in the Mishneh Berurah as well, that when they tell the Bnei Bayis, you know, Isartem, Iravtem, and Mitzavadem to Madlik Esaner, they should not say it because La'olam al yatil Adam Eima Yisera B'Seich Beis. So if the Pasuk of Yodata Kisholom Alecha is used to tell me that you're supposed to say Erev Shabbos, Isartem, Iravtem, Adlik Esaner, we have to ask, where's the makar? What does that pasuk have to do with Tzarech Adam Yoyma B'Seich Beisai? So the answer to that question is found in the Rambam. The Rambam not in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam is in Hilchos Seita. It's very easy to find, and it's a Rambam that every one of us should memorize and use on a daily basis. The Rambam says the last halacha, it's very easy to find. You know where Hilchos Seita is? The Rambam has Yud Dalit Sfarim. One of his Sfarim is called Noshim. Has all the dinim of Noshim. Starts with Ishus, which includes Ksuba, and then it continues to Gerushin, and it has a number of other halachas. The last set of halachas are Hilchos Seita. The last halacha in Hilchos Seita is therefore the last halacha in Sefer Noshim. So it's very easy to find. Just look for the last halacha in Sefer Noshim of the Yud Dalid Yad HaChazakah Sfar. In that halacha, which I bring to you right here, yeah, Ein roi likpoitz ulekanois bifnei edim tchila. He's talking about Seita. So what do you have to know anything about Seita? So listen to the Rambam. Ein roi likpoitz ulekanois bifnei edim tchila lebeinoi lebeinoi benachas ubederech tara v'azhora kedei lehadricha bederech yishora ulehasir hamichshol. This is also from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis. But then the Rambam extrapolates and enlarges this inyan to include all the mitzvahs and anhogas and darkei musar of kol ha-Torah kula. Life itself, as a Jew, is supposed to lead it. It is the responsibility of the father and husband of the house, bedafka, more than the mother and the wife, and certainly more than the children, to guide the entire household, but not merely to guide them, but to guarantee that they do not sin. It is part of the responsibility of a father and a husband to make sure that his house is naki min hachet, and they go b'derech yeshara. The kol she'einoi makpid al ishto yuvonov uvnei vesoi umazhiron upokei darchei en tomid ad she'yeda she'hem shleimim mikol chet v'ovoin Hareza choite shenemar viodato kisholem alecho fakadato novecho v'loy sechta. Included in this is certainly that there cannot be a double standard in the house, that what's good for the tzaddik of the house, it's not necessary for the rest of the household. And the idea of mikol chet includes so many different inyonim. You know, there used to be a time, Baruch Hashem, it's much better now. The women used to read some racy novels on Shabbos, and the husband used to go to the Beis Medrash to learn. And there was no stira. There's no stira. Elish sar v'shoifet olenu. No one wants to be told what to do. There used to be a time that the head of the household and the father of the home was also the king of the home. And there was a natural understanding that he is the leader and the guide in inyonim, certainly mili d'shmaya. And, you know, the famous story that they made a division of responsibilities. He and his wife, he said, all mili de ruchnius is my responsibility, all mili de gashmius is your responsibility. And then he said, I have yet to find a mili de gashmius that is not a mili de ruchnius. And the truth of the matter is that the entire of life is in this Rambam. And the responsibility that the Rambam gives you, it's so totally fascinating. You know why? Because he mirrors the pasuk by only mentioning the negative. He doesn't mention the positive. I would expect that the Rambam should say, Chayav Adam Lifkoid Albonov of Neveisoi, like a tzivui, a positive. The Rambam instead says the negative because the pasuk says, V'yodata ki shalom alecha ufakarata navecha. If you do this, v'loy sechta. So why doesn't the Rambam repeat, you're mechuyev to do this, and if you don't do this, then you will be chote? Because the answer is that the Rambam is telling me, I may be either exaggerating or I may be I don't know what I'm talking about. But I have a feeling that when you say something in the positive, the default may not be the positive. So he has to remind you of what you have to do. When someone says something in the negative, the default is a given. Because otherwise there's a churban abayis. You know, the Rambam has to tell you that if you don't do it, you're a terrible choyte. But avada, you'll do it. He doesn't have to tell you to do it. Because then what's a house? What's a home? What is it, the cement, the glue, that keeps the yira shamayim of the bayis intact? If not, the responsibility that he has. And I want you to know, it means that every father and every husband is a Rebbe and a Meirah Derech of that Dalet Amos. He is their Rav, Madrich, and Meirah Hayrah. It doesn't mean b'noigeya da halocha psuka. If he doesn't know it, he has to ask somebody else. It means in the Havana of what it means to be an Erlich Hayit. in every move that you make. What do you do? What you bring into the house? What you take out of the house? Who your children's friends are? This is all pakadat navecha. And give a cook and chasant nazach. Where did the Rambam come to this in Hilchos Saita? This should have been in Hilchos Deis. What's it doing in Hilchos Saita? The answer is the Rambam started with an idea that the Gemara itself develops the idea and enlarges it like a mushroom after the rain. It starts out with a kernel idea, and all of a sudden it embraces Kol HaTorah Kula. You know what that kernel idea is? That it's the husband's responsibility to make sure that the wife is Bitznius. A remarkable thing. And that suddenly grew into a responsibility not just for the wife, but for the Bnei Bais. And not just the Inyan of Tznius, but all the Inyanim that have to do with Yiddishkeit, which is an extraordinary thing. You know why? Because the Pasuk says, V'yadata ki shalom o'alecha. And as much as o'alecha is a remez to the wife, specifically, but it certainly ain't a yotze midei pshutai. So pakadata navecha means you have to be paiked your entire household, the home, v'loy sechta. And then if you do that, you are not guilty. The inyan is not just because if you're not fulfilling your arvus and your achrayus, like aicheach toichiach, then he's also nitfas be also avon, because he's guilty of an accessory to the fact. If you would have stopped them, they wouldn't have done it. If you would have taught them better, they would not have done it. So you're also guilty. It's much more than that. It's because you have to guarantee that the nove is a nove and not a bais. That's the point. Ufakadeta novecha v'loy sechta. The chait is that you allowed your nove to become a bias. And the ramifications, Rabbi say, of this are enormous. The laissez-faire attitude of parents today is noira v'oyim. The attitude is combined by three factors. Anytime somebody says something like that, obviously he's thought about it many times. The first yesod is, it's very much a part of today's world that everybody's equal. It's a tremendous magefa. The wife should listen to the husband. It sounds archaic. It sounds like yesterday. It's not the wave of the future. That's number one. Children, same thing. The whole kibbutz av va'em today is horus, because the world out there convinced that younger is better and children don't have to listen to parents, and parents are responsible for all the mistakes of the world, so why should we listen to them? That's one. Number two, there's a tremendous pachad of losing our children today. There's such a tremendous nisayon out there, which out there is suddenly in front of my nose. There's no out there anymore. It's out there is in here. And the fear of losing that child, the fear of losing your bnei bayis by getting them upset, by getting them angry, by getting them to be antagonized and to resist you, because you're saying things that are extreme. What's extreme? Don't go out of the house after 12 o'clock is extreme nowadays. You know, don't text Yoimim V'Laila is extreme nowadays. You know, you can't have a cell phone when you go to camp in the summer is extreme nowadays. And v'chulu v'chulu. So when you're scared out of your wits, then who knows what's going to happen, and who knows, chas v'sholem, they may go off the derech. So because of that, that's the pillar number two, that a parent and a father especially abandons his responsibility. And number three, everybody's busy. It says, azab bitter azach, you cannot imagine. People are not home. When they're home, they're busy. When they're home, they have to do other things, and everybody's running to this simcha or that simcha, bezes Hashem, it should be simchas, and everybody is torud with the bakashas mezainos. The husband's not home, the wife is not home. When they come home, they're exhausted. Baruch Hashem, people have large mishpachas. It's hard to keep an eye on everybody unless you have a lot of time. And of course, there's always the push and the demand. Come back to the base medrash and sit and learn. So when exactly is this poiked of the house is supposed to happen is pillar number three. Instead of supporting a house, these three pillars destroy the house. These three points destroy the house. I don't necessarily have a solution that's universal, but I know one thing. Whenever a person realizes the problem for what it is, and he looks for Eitzes and Tikkunim, he has Siyata Deshmaya. If we bury our heads in the sand, and we make believe the problems don't exist, or we're afraid of our own shadows, the problems come back to haunt us b'kiflayim. It's not resolved. On the contrary, they are exacerbated. They become much worse. I'll give you a mushal. And not a mushal, a mushal. I'll give you one example. A child comes home from school, and she says, "My teacher yelled at me. My teacher yelled at me." How old is this child? Second grade, third grade, fourth grade. "My teacher yelled at me." The parent picks up the phone and calls the teacher. "You..." I'm sitting in a Beis Medrash. I was about to say a word that begins with a P and continues with an I-S-H-E and ends in an R. "But you, whatever, you're 20 years old. You didn't even do a shidduch. You don't know anything about raising a child. Who are you to yell at my kid?" When she's finished with the teacher now is already half in the ground, she continues to call the principal the next morning. And she says, "You hired that," again with the P and the I and the S. And then she starts giving it to the principal. But even that, as you use the pasuk in Megillas Esther, kol ze einay shayveli, she comes home, the mother, and it could be the father too, to the child the next day, and say, "Tatala, mamala, how did it go today? Must have been much better, because boy did I give it to them! I smashed them!" Maisa shahoya. Maisa shahoya. Not once, not twice, but hundreds of times. In hundreds of schools. Boina da alma kula. But you know what the incredible... We started in the Shia, and that's how I'm going to finish. The question we asked in the Goyin is it pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will curse him, the Rasha, or the Metzias is a curse, remember? Let me tell you what these parents just did. They committed suicide. You know why? Because all authority is the same. It's one tapestry. It's one continuum. If a parent destroys the authority of the principal and of the teacher, they have committed suicide because the child is going to step all over them. There's no such thing as listen to me. You become the child's ally. You become the child's buddy. You trample that authority. You know what that parent should have done? In the old days, that's what would have happened. "Mommy, my teacher yelled at me." You must have done something really terrible if your teacher yelled at you, because she's a very hush of a young lady. What did you do? Now, you can get extreme with that too. The child isn't always wrong, and the teacher isn't always right. But the protection of the parent, of the covet of the teacher, and the authority of the teacher is always necessary. The chachma of a parent is to manage both bevasachas. You find out the truth, you mollify whatever needs to be mollified, you fix whatever needs to be fixed. And you give the child their dignity and their authenticity. A child cannot be told, Yoimim Valayla, "You're always wrong," or "You're always lying," or whatever. But if you give in to the child and you become their chaver and their ally, forget it. You have committed suicide and you have destroyed, and then in the inevitable occurs. Because the fakadata navecha requires a certain sense of authority. You have to understand, there are limits to everything. Not everybody is supposed to walk around in their Shabbos clothing 24 hours, 7 days a week, because the child is not supposed to see them except in perfection. Hagam, that I heard from the Einiklach of Rabbi Yeruchim, that his children never saw him without the kapota. But that's okay, because they hardly ever saw him b'chlal, because he was sitting and learning Yom HaValayla and came home for Yontem. Aber l'maisa, Rabbi Yisai, there's a certain dignity and a certain chashivus and a certain kavod that is generated by your own self-respect and by your own hanhaga in the house and by your sense conveyed to them that you are an authority. And the father and mother deserve a certain measure of understanding and kavod, which transcends the child's level, and is because the parent is kodesh kadoshim. And then extend that further by guaranteeing the kodesh kadoshim all forms of authority. You know, child comes home, an older child, let's say, comes home, and they were in a certain shul, and the rav said something, and the parent doesn't doesn't agree or doesn't hold by what the Rav was saying, or is not maskim to that minhag, or whatever it is halacha that he paskin. So the child comes, you know what the Rav said? No, what did the Rav say? He said this and this and this. Ah, I'm a shugener at sedreita. I'm a shugener at sedreita. At least it doesn't use the word which begins with the letter P. Abalamaisa, that is a churban on the household. It's a churban on Yiddishkeit. What do you mean, a meshugan at sedreita? He said, you know, that's very interesting. He's a very chashuv rav. I'm curious to know why he said that. Our minig is different. Let's check it out. It's just mamish. You remember what I say all the time from the name of the Rebbe Rabbunim. Everybody thinks that the distance between Gan Eden and Gehenna is a merachak rav. You got a long way to go till you get to Gehenna. And he says the distance is kechut asayra. One full step in the seshashin Gehenna. One word, one comment. I'll go a step further. Maybe people don't talk like that about the rav. Person sitting in next to his son. And he's a big tzaddik, this person. And he reminds himself that he wasn't mavis sedra. Or he didn't learn the daf. And the rav's giving a drasha. He's going to listen to the Rav's drasha with one ear. It's good enough. For the Rav's drasha, one ear is good enough. I'll chop the essential points. And meanwhile, I'll chop around the blot. So he sits there next to his son with an open gemara, and he's making like this with his fingers. It doesn't bother anybody else. What does the son see? He sees a zilzul noira in the words of the Rav and in the covet of that Rav. And God, the Baruch Hashem, I don't know if there's a single person in my base medrash that looks at the gemara. Maybe ever. No, I'm just kidding. I mean during the drasha. During the drasha. So I'm not speaking about myself, and that's not l'chvoid atzmi ani doirish. I have no problem with that. But imagine a Rav is spilling his blood, and he's telling his tyrus, and lav dafka that he's the greatest orator, and lav dafka that he's the biggest tam chacham, maybe necessarily either, but he's your rav. Maman of shach, you want to daven there, daven there. If you don't want to daven there because you want a better rav, or a bigger talmud chacham, then go elsewhere. But wherever you are, he is the mara da asra. You know what mara da asra means? I have my own title of mara da asra, the shovel of the place, because mara v'chatzina, mara is a shovel. Yeah. But Mara da Asra means the master of the place. He is the master of the place. And if a person sits next to his son and he shows, he doesn't have to go like this. He doesn't have to make with his nose. Kiba apam harguish. It's enough if he's a tzaddik and he learns daf yomi. If it's going on b'shas ma'isa. It's not a volume. The Teretz says, we are not... Now what if the person would whisper into this fellow's ear, you know what you're doing? You're committing suicide. He looks at you and says, like, what are you, crazy? What are you talking about? Because the zilzul in the Rav is going to come home to roost. I guarantee you. Because all authorities are one tapestry. One yisod. The Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zeichet to learn that lesson.